Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. We love you guys, and we hope you enjoy the podcast. Well, long story short, I'm the first non-degree guy to hire. They've hired, that was a non-degreed lab technician. So I got the job. I went in there and worked. Of course, people are shocked that I got the job. You know, I became a senior lab technician working. I was the head of my shift. And then one day we got a new boss, a guy named Bill Clark, and he was from Sedalia, Missouri, and he was the hatchet man. They brought him into the company to clean house. And so we don't know him. We've never met him, but we did her. Well, he's the hatchet guy. He cleans things up. I thought, son of a gun, I have spent 4 years working this plant, learning everything I can, working hard, doing extra, going above and beyond, doing the second mile. I finally had it pay off. I've got me a great job. I bet he's going to fire me. So, anyhow, long story short, he comes in. I go to his office for an interview. I sit down across from him, and he's got a little bitty pocket Bible. And this guy's the chief chemical engineer for our company. He's not a doofus. Got a little pocket Bible in his pocket. And so I sit down in his office. Now, you have to understand, this is the early 70s. People didn't get away with this much back then. So I'm sitting there, and I've got this paperwork, I've got the stuff, and I'm sitting there, and He said, how are things between you and the Lord, Joe? I said, what? He said, how are things between you and the Lord? Well, now, we didn't talk about God at work unless we're using his name in vain cussing. I said, I don't know. I've not talked to him lately. So he said, well, don't worry. You will. So he calls me in the next day. He's brought all of us in one at a time. I thought, well, this is it. We're getting fired. We're getting relocated. This is going to be it. He's cleaning the house. So he calls me. It's my turn to go in, and he sits down behind that desk. You understand? This is the 70s. I just want to keep my job. I love my job. I know I didn't earn it. I worked hard. I've learned what I could. I know I need a degree. I don't have it. But I love this job. I don't want to lose it. So I'm trying to half pray about it. So we're going to his office, and we sit down. He's got that stupid grin on his face like he always had. He said, Joe, are you a believer? I said, a what? He said, are you a believer? This is the early 70s. I don't know anything about that. I said, a believer in what? He said, are you a Christian? I said, I'm a Baptist. All Baptists are Christians. He said, well, good, I'm a believer. I said, good. Then he reaches into his pocket, and he pulls out a little pocket Bible. And he opens it up to a part of Luke, you know, I can't remember exactly what he read. He said, well, I'm a believer. I said, well, that's good. I'm glad. He said, my Bible says, these signs shall follow them that believe. He said, Joe, these signs shall follow them that believe, that they'll lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. He said, Joe, I've laid hands on sick people and prayed for them and seen them get well. You ever laid your hands on any sick people and seen them get well? I said, no, sir, I don't like sick people. I stay away from them as much as I can. He said, my Bible says that they shall cast out devils. And Joe, I've cast a devil out of somebody. You ever cast a devil out of anybody? I said, I've never even seen a devil. I don't know what one looks like. He said, and my Bible says these signs shall follow them to believe they shall speak with new tongues. And Joe, I speak in tongues. You speak in tongues? And I'm looking at it. I said, you mean like a Pentecostal? He said, yeah. I said, no, I'm a Baptist. We don't do that. And he's grinning at me. He says, well, then according to my Bible, you're not a believer. You're going to hell. That'll be all. And he smiled when he told me. And I didn't even know what to say. I thought he was reassigning me or maybe I'd get fired. I walk out onto the floor because he's interviewed all the others, 11 lab technicians. He's interviewed the rest of them. I went out there and said, what did that guy tell you? Told us we were going to hell. He told me I was going to hell. He said, he can't do that. You can't tell people they're going to hell. And so, anyhow, we come back into work the next day, and he's got a big case of books on the shelf. He said, gentlemen, I want you to read this book. I want you to be at my house for dinner Friday night, 7 o'clock. Don't be late. Well, the name of the book was called The Late Great Planet Earth by Hal Lindsey. It's about end times. I didn't know what it was about. I'd never seen it. It's got a planet of the Earth burning up on the front of it. Well, I figured it's got something to do with metallurgy. We're dealing with molten metal here. And so I got no clue. So I go home that night, and we get in bed, and my wife says, what are you doing? Because I got up and turned the lamp on next to my side of the bed. She said, what are you doing? So, well, I got to read this book for work. What is it? That's called The Late Great Planet Earth. She didn't know what it was either. I figured it's got something to do with metallurgy. Well, it didn't take long. about 5 minutes into reading that book. It's got nothing to do with metallurgy. It's about the end times, about the Antichrist, about Jesus coming back to earth. I thought, what kind of nut is this guy? So I'm reading. Well, it's kind of half scary. I'm thinking, well, I can't end on a negative note. I'll have nightmares all night long. So I thought, I got to keep reading it till I find a stopping point. Well, finally, about 2:30 in the morning, I found a spot. I quit. Went to work the next day, and I said, did you guys read that book? I said, yeah, man, this guy's a nut. That's a crazy book, you know. So long story short, we rented a big van. We all went to his house for dinner and had a really, really good time. He's married to a normal wife, had three normal kids, lived in a normal house. We ate normal food. We went downstairs to his den, and he pulled out that pocket Bible. I said, man, that's your guy. Here's that little bitty Bible everywhere he goes. Pulled that pocket Bible out and read the story about the woman with the issue of blood, how God healed her. And so he reads that story. He said, anybody here not sick, have any pains or anything? Well, nobody except this couple next to me, a lady named Janice, her and her husband Michael, and I knew them, worked well with them. And her knees were bothering her, had bad knees from basketball in high school. It's, well, my knees are bothering me. So I thought, well, I don't know what we're doing here. I've never seen any of this. So Bill gets up off his chair and reaches under a little end table and pulls out a bottle. I thought, oh, my goodness, it's an Amway meeting. We've been suckered into an Amway meeting. We're going to have to buy a case of something before we get out of here. And so he and his wife Phyllis came over and knelt down in front of Michael and Janice. These are our friends. You know, we hang out with all the time. And Phyllis put the oils on her hand and laid them on her knees and started praying. And all of a sudden, after about 3 or 4 minutes, she stopped praying. She backed up and said, well, Janice, you'll move your knees. See how they feel. Well, she starts to move around, and she jumps up and down. I said, well, the pain's gone. The pain's gone. She's all excited. Well, we don't know what he did. We've never seen this before, people praying for sick or doing anything. So I thought, man, they put a hoodoo on her. They put a hoodoo on her. So what did they do to her? So anybody else sick? No, don't touch us. We don't know what you did, but don't lay your hands on us. Well, the next weekend, we had to read a book called Pat Boone's A New Song about the Holy Spirit and how Pat Boone and Dale Evans Rogers were filled with the Holy Spirit and serving Jesus. So we read that. Long story short, in about 8 months, 11 of those lab technicians that we were, 9 of us got born again, and 7 of us are in full-time ministry today. I tell people that Methodist cut a wide path through our life, just sharing God, just sharing the gospel. It's incredible. So people say, what am I telling you that for? Well, because God's got our steps ordered. He's got places for us to go, things for us to do. I don't care who you are. But I'll tell people, what changed your life? Well, that crazy Methodist changed my life. Got me just hooked on the Word of God. I started going to Bible studies. I'm reading my Bible, and I realized for the first time what a real man did. I thought, oh, my goodness, no wonder I'm not getting ahead in anything. I don't know who I am. And that's where I went back in our last class, and I talked about I'm a lover, I'm a leader and a provider. My job is to love my wife just like Jesus loved me. So I'm gonna make that happen. And what love is not what you feel, it's what you do. Jesus said in John 15, don't tell me you love me, show me. By doing what? Help an orphan, help a widow, help somebody hungry, help somebody thirsty, visit somebody in prison. If you love me, go help somebody. That's what God meant. I said, I can do that, God. We're going to do that. So I remember we began to get involved in ministry in our local community, and we lived in a town of about 13,000 people. And man, life just got so exciting. Then finally we went off to a Bible school and got our degree, you know, and I'm ordained minister today. Worked on the local staff for about 12 years, and then I've traveled for about 18. And it's like, you realize then that God has a plan for your life that's real good, but you got to begin to go possess it. You can't wait on God to come to you. I hear more terms, people say, well, we're just waiting on God. I said, no, Jesus is waiting on us. We're not waiting on him. God's ready right now. So we go back through this thing, and I realize the thing about getting ahead, I learned two lessons. Number one, God. God loves to be chased. Number two, money. Because people would get me all the time, how'd you get to be a lab technician? Who do you know? Do you know the plant manager? Well, I did meet him eventually. Who do you know that got you this job? Nobody. I was just willing to learn something new. Bible says, if you're willing and obedient, you eat the good of the land. I was willing to learn something new. I was willing to go learn something, do something. And my whole life's been that way. Even went back to night school, ended up becoming a school administrator. What'd you do? I learned to do something extra. We need to do something extra. Move up the food chain and do something. We want to do extra. You get ahead by doing something extra for somebody else. Mm-mm-mm. You know, the Bible talks about sowing and reaping. You have not because you ask not. You have not because you ask not, number one. I need to start asking. But number two, I need to go serve somebody. And so I've taught my kids, you want to get ahead, go serve somebody. I had a daughter that got a great scholarship to college, but because of one reason. Her senior year, she had already taken all the classes. She didn't need anything else. She's got them all. So it was a small private school. And Dad, I've taken everything. I said, well, you're not sitting in the study hall. I'm not paying for private education for you to sit in the study hall. So go volunteer to do something. So she said, what? I said, I don't know. You're an English major. Go volunteer and help the English teacher. Yearbook comes out late every year, and she's in charge of that. Never comes out on time. So she did and worked there. When she was applying for a scholarship at Oral Roberts University, she had a half scholarship based on her SAT test. Real smart, did real good. But we need the other half scholarship. And think, how are we going to get this filled? How are we going to do this? How are we going to get this? So we made applications. What do you want to do? Well, she said, well, I'm a journalism, an English major. I want to write articles. So we went down to write articles, long story short, got us an interview with the athletic director. And here's what he asked. In a one-hour interview, the last two questions he asked was this. Because they're going to interview dozens of people. And this is another half scholarship. This will get my daughter a full scholarship. And so we go for an hour interview. And the last two questions were, Sarah, kind of two more questions. Have you ever worked on a yearbook staff? Because when I didn't let her take a study hall, she went and helped the English teacher because the yearbook came out late every year. So she went and helped the English teacher. When she did that, she had to learn how to use a program called PageMaker. Well, the last two questions of the athletic director at Oral Roberts University were, have you ever worked on a yearbook staff? Yes, I have. By any chance, would you know how to run a program called PageMaker? It just happens to be the one we're using. Yes, I have. And because of those two things, my daughter got a $70,000 scholarship. People say, how'd she do that? She did something extra. Instead of sitting in study hall, she volunteered to help the English teacher with the yearbook. And by doing that, she learned how the yearbook worked, but number two, how to do that program, and that's what opened the doors. Doing extra opens doors. Don't go 1 mile, go two, and watch God bless you in Jesus' name. Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.